you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, and in this case I'm going to just qualify it, finally, brothers and sisters, finally, those of you that are reading this letter, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. Hey, Marianne.
Hey there, Mark.
It's Wednesday, which means it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review.
It is.
I guess we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
quite a while.
It's
been a long time. On Wednesdays, we love to pick up our publication. It's called the Prime Lifetimes, available in over 400 area locations and growing. A readership of over 32,000 monthly people that enjoy picking it up and reading it and sharing it with friends. A number of subscribers that not only read it, but then pass on to others.
Well, you know, the first couple years that we had it, we were just reading the articles at random, like maybe a Friday, maybe a Tuesday, maybe on Thursday, and then finally we landed on a day.
Yep, it's the Wednesday Prime Lifetimes in Review, and last week we got so caught up in reading it and talking about it and sharing it, we forgot to do listener letters.
Well, we didn't really forget it, we just ran out of time.
Yeah, that's true.
We had them out.
So we have them out. In fact, I thought if we start with the story, then we can devote the rest of the broadcast to reading various listener letters from throughout the area. So before we jump into that, did you notice the new table over to the right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ken is turning into like Phil Shepard. We used to call Phil Shepard Mr. Haney because every time Phil Shepard would show up, he'd bring something down from Chicago, a satellite dish, a component, some studio equipment, a variety of things. Well, Ken Rowe, I think the last three or four times that he's shown up, and actually he's been here with his son Nathan, they both sing on Monday nights.
I was going to say, he's done a little more than show up. He's like, come really worked.
Yeah, come work. He's been fixing our internet connections and adding different modems and testing different things. Well, on Tuesday, yesterday, he brought that table that's like a check-in for the Singing Men of GNN. He and his son Nathan sing with the Singing Men of GNN. Then he brought, do you see that music stand over there? That's like about 4 feet wide.
That is so long. I love it.
It's the biggest music stand I've ever seen. It's for our pianist, and so he can put his music and other things on it.
Yeah.
But it's like 3 or 4 feet wide.
Oh,
it's humongous.
My. As a piano player, I mean, to be able to spread out your pages like that at that length, not have to turn them, oh, my goodness.
It's huge. And Felix Chen, he's our pianist. Mm-hmm. He's got his master's and doctorate in music at the University of Illinois. He said, I've never seen one so big.
Yeah,
I thought he would know.
Remind me not to play the piano in front of him. Did you say master's, doctorate?
Okay. Doctorate, yeah, music. So he leads the Singing Men on rehearsals. And then there's a new foot pedal for that keyboard.
Yeah.
Ken also brought that. So along with
giving me a check. I really like this table. I feel like I need one. I mean, it's the perfect size.
It's narrow, and yet it's really long. And the legs on it, they fold in, but you don't have to press buttons and extend them.
Right.
Because it's long enough, they just fold out and it's ready to go. So we'll have
multiple
uses.
We're talking at great
uses.
Length about that table.
Yeah. Well, you can see it in person if you join us on Saturday, March 26th, our grand opening open house, 1 to 4 p.m.
And there'll be food, too.
There'll be food, there'll be fun, there'll be refreshments, there'll be prizes and gifts and drawings. I'm working with a number of businesses to get various things and gifts and doodads from
doodads. I've not heard that word in I don't even know how many years.
Doodads. So I'm going to have all sorts of interesting stuff to give away.
I'm stuck on that.
The doodads. So finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And we chose that because during this time of heartache, of trouble and tribulation and uncertainty.
People are just fearful.
Yeah, and we don't want to be caught up in that because we have a message of hope, of encouragement. In fact, yesterday on Testimony Tuesday, Judy shared some of her faith journey, and it was not only God-honoring, but it had that truthful message that there's a God who loves us, there's an eternity before us, but we have to accept that gift of eternal life through the salvation of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so we have that good news message that we want to proclaim.
Well, you know, one thing I learned in my life coaching classes that I took to get the professional certificate was, it's not helpful, let me start there, to say to people, oh, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Don't be fearful. Well, it's not true.
Yeah.
There really is. And it's so much more helpful to acknowledge for people and for everybody, for me, for you. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. It can make you have some fear. Yeah. It could trouble your heart. So to acknowledge that and then to decide, what am I going to do with that? And then for us, you know, we can say, but wait, you know, we do have God who's with us, mm-hmm. and we don't have to be fearful. It doesn't mean those things aren't out there.
Right.
It's how we think about it, what we think about it, how we feel. And so that just helps to alleviate it, I think, a little, instead of all this denying, like, don't think about it, don't think about it.
Hey, you know, Marianne, that'll preach.
That'll preach. Hey, that'll preach.
Yeah. Usually I get on a roll, but that's a pretty good one. Yeah, oh. Those are all truthful things. In fact, I was kidding yesterday with Judy. I said, I always love having interviews with people that are a little trepidatious, intimidated by the whole thing, or I don't know if fearful is the right word, but...
Well, she's kind of shy, kind of worried.
And rightly so. And I said, you know what? As we were talking about sharing your faith and such, I said, there are a lot of people that are afraid to get up in front of others.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's real.
There's that reality. But I said, but how about just sharing with your one close friend? How about sharing with a child? How about starting somewhere? Because, of course, we all have insecurities or fears. But I said, just make a little step forward
and watch how God will use it.
And so,
no need to deny it. Acknowledge it and then decide differently.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Well, we have decided to read a story by Nancy Brain titled, What Was I Thinking, in the February edition of the Prime Life Times.
This is a kind of a short and easy little story, but it really does make you think. Nancy A. Brain. I have got to ask her what that A stands for. I realized as I picked up this paper, I don't know what her middle name is.
Hmm.
Okay, here's her article on page A5. What Was I Thinking, by Nancy A. Brain. Have you ever tried something different, or better yet, dug in your heels and refused simply because it wasn't the way you had always done it?
Hmm.
Or because it was something you wouldn't be, quote, caught dead trying? Because of my advanced age, which just keeps advancing, no matter how I try to stop it.
Better than the alternative.
I guess. I can speak from years of experience that I've done both. Therefore, I have frequently smacked myself in the forehead while thinking, why on earth haven't I done it that way before? It's so much easier.
Hmm.
Case in point. Those who know me well know that my first and only thing on my mind when I get up in the morning is coffee. Oh, Nancy, you and me are together.
And Pastor Jason Schiffo.
Yeah. So because I'm an early riser and try not to wake others in the household, I have become quite adept at tiptoeing into the kitchen, and without turning on a light, I would pull the filters and the coffee out of the cabinet, stumble across the kitchen, often tripping over the cat, to the coffee pot counter. Feel my way around, insert the filter and the coffee, and then return to the sink to get the water, etc. Then one morning, it hit me like a bolt of lightning. Why not assemble all the components in one convenient space? The fact that the coffee pot had always taken up residence in that corner of the kitchen didn't mean it was bolted down to the spot. The fact that the coffee and the filters had always been in that cabinet didn't mean I couldn't move them. I'm telling you, that revelation was life-changing in the extreme. To make it even more wonderful, I found I could combine the components the night before. When the light was on, the next morning, I could just push the button in the dark. Amazing.
Amazing.
All of the foregoing is absolutely true. But as I read what I've written, I think, what a doofus you are.
Doofus? That's a word that used to get said a lot.
Yeah, like doodad. Yeah. My mind was simply programmed to do things in that particular way.
Now, I should say, we don't recommend you calling others doofuses.
No,
but
not even yourself, but it's still funny. And we do that. Okay, she says, her mind was programmed in that particular way. The rest of the time, I was on autopilot. You know I can hear you snickering, right? But I'll bet that if you try really hard, you can think of similar situations mm-hmm. at your house. Oh, yeah. My dad would say his mom, my grandma, always made ham and beans on Saturday because that's when she would do baking. They would have the leftovers on Monday when she would do laundry. Why? Because she'd always done it that way. Baking had to be done on Saturday and laundry had to be done on Monday.
Hmm.
Her mom had probably done it that way and her grandmother before that.
There's a story, I think Focus on the Family told it 20 or 30 years ago, and maybe you've heard it too, about the ham being cooked and why do you cut off the edges of the ham when putting it in the pot or into the cooking pan?
Sounds like a riddle. What? Why do you?
And she said, well, I don't know, that's the way my mother did it.
Funny.
And she said that's the way her mother did it. Well, it all had to do with that was just the size of the pan.
Oh, no.
So there was no other reason other than it didn't fit in the pan that the grandmother had. And so sometimes we do model things and we don't know why. Yeah,
that's true. The fact that, quote, that's the way we've always done things doesn't mean it's the right or only way to do them. In this new year of 2022, after struggling with more upset and change than we might have ever expected or previously experienced, let's take every opportunity to step out of that comfort zone and experiment with moving the filter and the coffee to a new location, baby steps, or go all out and assemble the coffee-making components the night before.
Get out of that comfort zone and into the courageous zone.
There you go. Mix it up. Jump in with both feet. Wear the plaid slacks with the polka dot shirt. Oh, dear, I don't know. Buy a puppy, maybe two. Oh, my. That's not in there. That's me. Live life and don't just exist. Most of all, color your world with happy and healthy. And how in the world did I live without zip lining? Have a very happy 2022. And then her byline is freelance writer and speaker Nancy Brain also teaches ballroom dancing. I love that. She co-founded the Rest of Your Awesome Life Retirement Lifestyle Planning Project and authored the acclaimed book Alzheimer's Preparedness, Ready or Not. And a lot of people use that bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
Email her at... What's that?
Bookmark.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Not again. Her book, Alzheimer's Preparedness, Ready or Not. Email her at Navasco32. It's NABASO32@yahoo.com.
I see that Nabasco, and I think of Nabisco, and I want like an Oreo
cookie or something. I think it's Tabasco sauce.
Yeah,
that's a good article, Nancy. Thank you.
All right. Looks like we have 8 or 10 minutes to share some of our great listener mail. We appreciate you taking the time to write us. Your feedback's always important. It's helpful. It brings about sometimes changes or...
Oh, yeah.
Or allows us to pray on your behalf, so we love to receive your listener mail.
It doesn't go into the ether. It's looked at, read, and thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is from Carol in Springfield, Illinois, and it came to WLUJ. She says, truly enjoying listening to Donna Leland's programming. Thank you.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. She has 3 morning slots, and then she's heard on WGNN on Saturdays, and for that matter, on the family of stations. She's a great gift to the ministry, and we appreciate her so very much. You're going to like this one. It says, let's be thankful. Let's be happy. Let's enjoy the things we've got. Let's remember that God loves us, not a little, but a lot.
Oh, and cute.
These little creatures.
Yeah.
Let's see, a mouse. A bunny rabbit.
Oh, and they're carrying
like
little
squirrel.
Things like a mushroom and an acorn and a leaf. That's
yeah.
cute.
And then you're going to love on the inside. So there's a lot more written on the inside. And then there's a photograph I'll explain in just a minute. But she handwrites, and this is from Pat from Chrisman, Illinois. And she writes, love Great News Radio! Exclamation point. Listen to Alistair Begg every day while I clean my horse stalls.
Oh, my.
I learned so much from him, which I agree. I love listening to him in the morning.
Yeah.
And then she said, note the picture of cow pie, my miniature horse.
What?
And look at that. It's her miniature
Ooh.
Horse.
Oh, my. I love that picture.
It's called cow pie. So
she looks like
classic.
A really nice person, too. Oh, that's a great picture.
Yeah.
Little guy.
So thank you for the card. Thank you for your support. And what a sweet, adorable picture.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's one. This is from Patricia in Macomb, Illinois. And she says, thank you for bringing Turning Point, Janet Parshall, Tony Evans, and Mark and Friends, and other great Bible teachings.
Hey, I hope you're listening today. Thank you for your support. Here's a note from Tom and Jerry from Springfield. And under Jerry, it's Miss. So some men have the name Jerry, but she also has it. And it's a real nice Christmas card. And she writes, "The Lord's blessing to your staff this Christmas season. Behold, the Lord cometh." Tom and Jerry. Mm-hmm. And they gave a very generous gift. Thank you for your support.
Nice. Well, this is from Mr. and Mrs. Donald in Danville, Illinois. And it says, "Good programming, wonderful ministry."
Woohoo! Short and sweet.
Yeah.
This comes from a couple from Lynn, Indiana.
Ooh.
L-Y-N-N, Indiana.
Okay.
And it's on one of our response cards for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ Family of Stations. And one of them write, "Thank you for spreading the good news." Yep, we're all about spreading and proclaiming the good news message of Jesus.
Okay, this is from Phyllis in Kingman, Indiana.
Hmm.
"Love to you all. The Christmas music is so beautiful. I'm 90 years old and never heard the words to the music until this year."
Yeah.
Oh, my. Awesome.
Oh, we gladly play a variety of Christian music to the glory of God.
You did a great job with that Christmas programming, Mark.
Now, it's a labor of love.
I know.
And I love the various music arrangements that we can provide and share, from the golden oldies to some of the lighter, more modern, contemporary arrangements. But I love a lot of the older artists from 20, 30, 40 years ago. And now, this, I'm not sure where it's from. It's a P.O. box. The zip code is 62663. But she writes, "Pray for our country and Israel." And then Deborah says, "I like listening in early mornings with the pastors like J. Vernon McGee and afternoons like Janet Parshall." Yep,
yeah.
Two great programs.
Yeah. This is from Rebecca in Forsyth. "Thank you for your prayers for me when I had COVID." Oh, that's nice. You know, we often ask people to pray for us and say we have a prayer request, but we forget to go back and say, "Thank you, it really mattered."
Yeah, yeah.
The praise report, they call it sometimes.
Sure.
"Thank you for your prayers for me when I had COVID. I'm still thanking the Lord Jesus. I'll be 90 in April. He has so blessed me in so many ways. I have 17 grandchildren and their 11 spouses, and now 27 great-grandchildren."
Wow.
Oh, my word. "And two more expected in January and February."
Wow. Well, thank you, Rebecca, for your support and taking the time to update us on that.
Nice.
And we'll keep praying up your whole ever-growing family.
Really?
This is from Janet from Pontiac, Illinois. And she writes, "I have the radio on every day, also the station in Bloomington, especially since my husband died from cancer 2 years ago." And so Janet knows that there's different formats. So in Bloomington, she can hear one format, and then around Pontiac, another format. So we have the three different formats with our 19 frequencies. So if you're unfamiliar with all the different frequencies or the different programming, give us a call and we'll send you an updated program guide. You can call us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777.
Okay, this is from John in Mahomet.
Hey, John. I know John well.
Oh, okay. He says, "Dear Karen," this is written to Karen Harrison, "starting in January, I want to set up a monthly direct bank withdrawal. I'll call you with the information." John.
Yep, and we set that up. That's a special way to give an ongoing gift to the radio ministry, as we set it up the one time. And as long as you want to continue giving, it will happen each and every month, usually around the 15th of the month. So I just processed a bunch of payments yesterday, and we'll finish up today, whether they give through credit card or direct deposit from their bank account. But it's a great way. Then you don't have to find a stamp and an envelope and remember to do it each month.
It is.
We really count on all these various givers. And John, I saw the other day, he's at a men's group sometime on Saturdays that I attend, and he said, "Hey, how do I do that?" And I said, "Oh, call Karen and we'll get it all set up." So thank you, John. This comes from a dear couple. "I had to pass the litmus test before I could date Holly many years ago." So Milo and Helen. And Milo writes, "What a blessed ministry in COVID dark times."
Aww.
And signs it Milo, but we appreciate Milo and Helen very much.
Oh, nice. This is from Richard and Carolyn in White Heath. You
Woo-hoo.
Probably know them.
Yeah, very much.
This is nice. She lists all the holidays. So we're coming to the end of our holiday mail, Mark. Catching up, it says, "Happy Thanksgiving, blessed Christmas, blessed New Year, Dick and Carolyn. Oh, my goodness. Blessed Christmas. Who does that remind you of? That reminds me of Kathleen Jennings. Yeah. She always said that.
Well, it's funny that that piece of mail happened to follow the one I just read, because when Holly and I first were almost starting to date and we were at Sam's Club,
oh, that was
Dick
really neat
Carolyn.
Of you to take her there.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that a first date, Mark?
Yeah.
Sorry, Holly. I don't
Actually,
know what to say.
We have had some dates where you buy their roasted chicken and a loaf of bread. You can sit at the tables and feast away. We've done
like
that
I said,
a few
Holly,
times.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I know I already did the spoiler on Valentine's Day where we always do the next day after is when we go out when there's all the
and
discounts.
Did you go get a roasted chicken and a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
What do you do?
So anyways, back to Dick and Carolyn. So they,
oh, you two didn't answer.
They saw us at Sam's Club standing near each other, and they knew something was up. They knew there was love in the air or something. And they were the first two. They wanted to pray over us right there at Sam's Club.
They prayed over you right there at Sam's?
Yep, yep.
That's pretty cool.
And it was kind of neat because that was, I think, the first couple that thought, there might be something going on with those two.
They might have been praying silently, oh, God, help that man take her somewhere really nice.
I don't think that was the time we were sitting there eating the roasted chicken, but I think we've done that two or three times.
All right.
Esther
that's
gets
fun.
A little
yeah.
hot dog or piece of pizza,
yeah.
and then we
it
do the roasted
fun.
Chicken. And yeah,
I'm just teasing you, Mark.
It's classic. So
not classy, but classic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a big distinction there. Well, if you'd like to write us, our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or WLUJ, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. I get to read all the mail, and usually we'll respond to it through our thank you letters or through our notes. So thank you for writing us this month and every month, and we appreciate your support, and hopefully you're enjoying our Wednesday Prime Life Times in Review. And you can also read this edition online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.